Blog Talk Radio.
לך דודי, 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 לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, oh friend, the bride to meet. Come, oh friend, the saddest greet. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. לך דודי, לקראתי התעלה, בני שבתי הנקבלה. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, I vine, at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Yahweh echad, ushmo echad, Yahweh he will be, will he be, Jehovah. Yahyah, Jaja echad, ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. His name, his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Shem U'L'Tifereta, W'Tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'Ka Dodi L'Karati Yekala, B'nei Shabbati N'Kabala. Oh, come, let us, make Ayinai, meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine. Blessings I find. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikabalah. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king of the Negus, even Negus Neges. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee high again to his grace. Lekha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and rise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, I Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, his bride. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim's deeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hail thee, I rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I welcome thy day. We, I and I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet greet.
Anti-Semitic video, it's an educational one, and we hope you'll learn something by the end. Throughout history, Jewish people have been perceived as being wealthy, but where did that rhetoric stem from? We know that Jewish people, like all people, have their wealthy, middle class, and their lower income group. So Aluxers, today we're going to delve deep into this thought process. Welcome to Alux.com, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. If you're not subscribed yet, you're missing out. Number 1, Judaism and Wealth. Judaism doesn't cast poverty as a sign of righteousness, as other beliefs might. Instead, they believe each person should avoid poverty and be gainfully employed to earn their own living. This is a fundamental value that has led to a good work ethic and a personal responsibility for each person earning their own keep. Jewish people also believe in giving. They believe that 10 to 20% of wages should go toward religious and charitable causes. However, they don't believe in relying on charity to lift yourself up, and certainly not to become a burden on the community. Growing up with this kind of mindset makes for a solid foundation to see success as the only option. Number 2. European Jews couldn't own land. If you think anti-Semitism was only popularized in World War II, think again. Jewish people have had a tough history, including not being able to own land in Europe from as far back as the medieval times. But where there's a will, there's a way, so Jewish people found alternative ways to build their wealth outside of property owning. One of them being merchants and traders, industries to this day where they still have a big footprint in most countries. This created a safety net for Jewish communities, because where their services were needed, they were safe. Number 3. Religious opportunity was taken. To Christians in the Middle Ages, charging interest was a sin. This prevented them from holding any type of financial job, leaving the opportunities in that field open to the Jewish community, who did not see lending in the same way. Jewish people became prominent in money-lending businesses. The Jewish people's early success in this lucrative business was a forerunner for many of the stereotypes we hear today of Jewish people. Number 4. Opened the first banks. It was a hop and a skip from money-lending to opening the first banks in Europe for the Jewish community. They could manage transactions, transfers, and day-to-day financial services, plus continue to lend money and charge interest with their strong background in finance. This was a much-needed service on a developing continent and helped to fuel further growth. But it wasn't all rosy. This success also led to jealousy, which fueled much of the anti-Semitic sentiment throughout the ages. Number 5. The most educated religious group. In 2016, the Pew Center released a study which listed Jewish people as the most educated religious group in the world. On average, the Jewish community receives 13.4 years of schooling. When it comes to post-secondary degrees, Jewish people hold 61% of the qualifications. What's more surprising is the vast difference between first and second most educated religions. Christians rank second most educated, but compared to the average of 13.4 years of schooling among Jewish people, Christians only rack up an average of 9.3 years at school. More credentials lead to a higher starting salary, and this immediately improves the financial status of Jewish people right out of university. Number 6. They look after one another. Perhaps it comes from a long history of being marginalized, or perhaps it's just inherent nature, but Jewish people have a deep pride in sharing their wealth to benefit their community. This mutual aid mentality is a part of their ethos and ensures that each member of the community is supported to enable them to succeed. If someone opens a new business, the community will rally around them to support it. If someone else falls on hard times, the community will try to help them out. Judaic law instructs that poor people are to be respected and protected. This strong focus on uplifting the whole community has meant that even shunned Jewish communities have managed to survive the hardest times by investing in one another. The idea of wealth is not just to accumulate wealth, which is seen as vanity. Wealth is seen as a means to an end to grow a community. It is highly frowned upon to not give generously to the social and spiritual needs of the community. Number 7. Their religion teaches good business practices. The Torah and many Jewish philosophers, leaders, and writers have made it clear how Jewish businesses must operate. According to these teachings, there's absolutely no room for dishonest practices. Any deception, collusion, or price fixing against a consumer is known as ona'ah, which translated means oppression. Fleecing the consumer is seen as an oppression of their freedom. Knowing that you're going into business with someone who's inspired to good ethics by a higher power makes Jewish business people a very attractive business partner to many. Number 8. Resilience and perseverance are second nature. Despite extreme challenges, Jewish people have shown resilience throughout. It's woven into their fabric, and the focus remains on the spiritual and practical. With this resilience and perseverance, giving up is not an option. When things go wrong in business, which happens, there's no self-pity, but an attitude of, shit happens, let's figure out how to fix it. As author of The Money Code, Become a Millionaire with the Ancient Jewish Code, H.W. Charles wrote, "The Jews are known for their perseverance, and this is what helps them achieve their goals. Perseverance means continuous persistence in a course of action, a purpose, in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement." Number 9. Good financial education taught over generations. Jay-Z got a lot of pushback for his comments on Jewish people in his track, The Story of O.J. The controversial line was, "You want to know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? This is how they did it." It was seen by many experts as reinforcing the stereotype that Jewish people have some kind of global control of property and banks. However, Jay-Z defenders saw it as a shout-out to Jewish success and a hint to the black community to follow similar business ventures and invest in each other. The kind of generational knowledge and market confidence in the areas of finance and property that the Jewish community has is enviable, no matter who you support. Number 10. Parents teach their children the value of money. In many households, speaking openly about finance is taboo. Parents try to protect their children by not sharing if they're having financial troubles, or if they're wealthy, displaying that it's okay to splurge. By using 5 jars, many Jewish parents teach their children how to be money-wise. Each jar is labeled tithe, giving and offering, saving, investing, and spending. Children are given 10 shekels, and the child puts 1 in the tithe jar, 1 in the giving and offering, 1 in the savings, 2 in investing, and 5 in spending. The giving jar is opened up on Sundays. The tithe, which means 10th in Hebrew, is opened at the end of the month. The savings is opened on special occasions, and investing is only opened when full. Parents don't intervene, and the child is responsible for the money. But the children learn from their mistakes and take ownership of their decisions. Number 11. Wealth is managed effectively. Sages of the Talmud, the lives, sayings, and stories of 400 rabbinic masters, a book written by Mordecai Javotitz, is a great read. You can also hear it on Audible, and it shares many words of wisdom, including how to manage money with spiritual motivation. The book also touches on finances and diversification. What diversification means is that capital is allocated in a way that doesn't expose too much to one particular risk or asset, but rather spreads it out to reduce the risk. To sum it up in its most basic form, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Number 12. Networking is important. Hey Luxers, we all know how networking opens doors and business opportunities, and only by actively engaging with others can we grow our business and wealth. People do business with those they know, trust, and who are genuine. With Jewish communal life, there is ample opportunity to network. The Sabbath, synagogue, and Jewish celebrations help to build long-lasting relationships, both business and personal. Number 13. Look at the past to plan the future. Hey Luxers, we've all heard the saying, history repeating itself. The Jewish community are aware that any circumstances arising now are not new. By looking at similar situations that have happened in the past, it's easier to make better business and financial decisions for the future. Patterns repeat themselves. Wealth is gained by learning those patterns or trends, understanding market cycles, and gaining a foothold on worldwide currency. Kelso Kukierkorn, author of The Secrets of Jewish Wealth Revealed, beautifully writes, "Until now, your money has told you what to do and how much to work. Now you're going to turn that around. You'll learn how to tell your money what to do and how much to work for you." Number 14. Advice from one of the richest. Mark Zuckerberg was raised in a Reform Jewish household. He had a Star Wars-themed bar mitzvah. He was just 19 when he started Facebook in 2004. Zuckerberg says he's become more religious since becoming a father and often dispenses great advice for up-and-coming business leaders. He says, "Some people dream of success while others wake up and work hard for it." To help you along your financial journey, we highly recommend you watch our video, 10 Life Hacks That Actually Work, where we explain an interesting concept called Parkinson's Law. Check it out. Number 15, the simple truth. Hey Luxers, it is true there are a lot of Jewish people that are rich, but it's also true there are a lot that are poor. The same goes for every other person, Jewish or not. The Torah does teach beautiful principles for success in life, which we can all learn from. Self-learning, education, and a hunger to learn will set you on the right path to becoming financially secure. Rebetzin Dana Weinberg, Orthodox Jewish Rebetzin and founder and dean of Ayot College of Jewish Studies for Women in Jerusalem, shares advice we can all take in. There are no problems, only opportunities for growth. Well, Aluxers, what lessons can you take away from today's video? Share your thoughts with us in the comments below. And for sticking with us until the end, here's your bonus. There's a long history of why Jewish people and money have been portrayed the way they have been. Some believe there are secret Jewish societies running the world behind the scenes, controlling all the money. And Aluxers, it's up to us to stop fueling these stereotypes. We need to speak openly about our differences, privileges, and historical legacy. We need to educate ourselves and acknowledge the journey that Jewish people have undertaken. Until next time, Aluxers, remember to click subscribe for more thought-provoking videos every day, and hit us with a thumbs up if you enjoyed this one.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Hey, 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 hey. Give us some victory again and again. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. in my life. With King Alpha and Queen Omega, father and mother of creation,
Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
Long time them feet won't keep back. Musical keys and an antigen lock. Wicked up the ass, stay back. Hey, nastiness and flat. Fast them go round the track. Hey, them have the highest of the currency stock. Hey, highest of the currency stock. Just a black. Bless us on a the block. Shout that, keep them for life a lot. Shout that, keep them to life a lot. Shout that, praise Jah for life a lot. Yeah, yeah, appreciate the season, but7 years of famine, 7 years of fat. Get a strength with all you got. Them feel like knowledge of the earth. They what? Hey, hey. Global ignorance and hey, and what have not? Always love in Africa. Know what? Know what? You know what? Hey, we keep dance for life, Alan. Shout that, appreciate the season, but shout that, appreciate life a lot. Shout that, give thanks to Jah a lot. Oh, that's it, it's the man that walking out. Hey, Babylon, your system dry rock. Hey, shout that, give thanks for life a lot. Shout that, praise Jah for life a lot. Shout that, praise Jah for life. Hey, hey, highly I see last night, right off the bat. Winning positivity in that. Hey, straight right for the young one shot. The poor is in the spirit of surf not. Hey, creation will no wonder what. Hey, but with bloodshed, cruelty, economic jobs, manufacturing that for love. Hey, higher education drop. No what, no not love Jah up. Me a ask them again, who life them want be defendant? Long time them teeth want keep that. Musical keys and a naughty jellap. Wicked of the ass they back. Naughty mess and flat. Fast them go round the track. Yeah, I use up the currency stock. Hey, Jah, bless us out. Hey, something black about that. Shout down with, shout that, shout down with, Babylon, your system big and lock up. Hey, calling out for more than one backup. Hey, the spirits are beginning now to rack up. Hey, I know not even have time to back up. Hey, flex up and push up. Never want get locked up. Positive see how we keep stay up. Hey, keep that for life, Allah. Shout that. Keep that for life, Allah. Shout that.
appreciate the season back. Season back. Blessed is the man that walks. Yes, not. Coming on your fist in Jaira. Climb it up in spice and the hat. Whether I be there or not. The rugged and Jaira. Yes, no again. Drastically resistant to Rome. Drastically resistant to Rome. Yeah. Whoa. Redemption through the blood is a life sentence. Can't get original blood through no repentance. Man, they are in a Abaddon abyss. I lick down elephants. All with thy name gone, thy blood convinced. Drastically resistant to Rome. Drastically resistant to Rome. Yeah. 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 With them Christian demographics. Them falsified blue eye, the black Christ with them ethics. Them still from them state known of forefather politics. Them still have the false image. Chronic epidemic. The sermon is a death threat clinic. Talking about the devil's system and them working for it. Man who's standing up against it getting hurt for it. Every time I see the Godman is intricate simplicity articulation. Because of human concept limitation. Jarastafari, Jah Black is the first covenant. Jarastafari, Jah Black is the first covenant. What's in the world? And the world was made by him. First man to turn on without brush and comb. Me want to talk my language and me want to go home. Rastafari, drastically resistant. Drastically resistant to Rome. Yeah. Redemption to the blood is a life sentence. Can't get original blood through no repentance. Man, they think you're in a Abaddon abyss. I lick down hell fence. All with thy name gone, I blood convinced. Redemption to the blood is a life sentence. Can't get original blood through no repentance. Man, they are down here in a Abaddon abyss. I lick down hell fence. All with thy name gone, I blood convinced.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever, 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 forever.
The lion, written in the book of life, from the beginning. Jah love is the gates of Zion, for another dwelling place of Jacob. Though we are sinners, who can of the city of God? Though we are sinners, who can of the all our most high of Jireh. Jireh in Mount Zion, Jireh. And Jah is the lion, the lion. Ooh, well, all right. Jireh, Jireh in Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Jireh.
Here today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Or some say Kof Lamed Vav, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Psalm 136, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Psalm TXXXVI, often referred to as the great Halal, Halel, the great praise. Here today's daily psalm, known as the Halel HaGadol, the great Halel. So the psalm, today's psalm is more Kof Lamed Wow, in the ancient pointing, Kof Lamed Wow, modern Hebrew, Kof Lamed Vav. Psalm 136 is often called Halel HaGadol, the great Halel, the great Elil, the Elilta, the great Elil, the great praise psalm. So here, in the intro to today's psalm, it refers us to the introduction to Psalm CXII, to Mizmor Kof Yod Gimel Kof Yud Gamel, to Psalm 113, Psalm CXII, the introduction here. And Psalm 113, Mizmor Kof Yod Gamel Kof Yud Gimel, Psalm 113 is deemed praise God or a hallelujah. Praise Yah, He who be, hallelujah psalm. And here it says that Psalm CXIII to Psalm CXVIII, Psalm 113 to Psalm 118 are named in the Talmud, the ancient teaching. The Talmud, there's many types of teaching, so the ancient teaching, teaching in Hebrew, operative word, Talmud, like I said, Timharit, the teaching as the Halel, the praise, the Elilta, the Elilta of Mitzrayim, the praise, the Halel of Egypt, because of the mention of the Exodus at the opening of Psalm CXIV, Psalm 114, in contradistinction to the great Halel, the Halel HaGadol, the great Halel, that is variously defined as the song of ascent. The song of ascent. You have the ascension psalms that begin with Psalm 120, Psalm CXX, or more commonly, Psalm CXXXVI, Psalm 136. They are included in the Judaic liturgy, the Kaddish, the Kedaseh, on the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh, the Pilgrim Festival, the Shalosh Regalim, and the Feast of Dedication, or the Hanukkah. And there's the rubric that we have in the Seder, the prayer books as well, that can be referred to. And it says that probably they originated after the return from Babylon by the Black Jews and Babylon, the Black Yehudi, the Judahites, to celebrate, to celebrate that event. So here, in the intro to the hymn of praise, today's psalm is Morkov. Lamed Wow, Kof Lamed Vav, Kof Lamed Wow, Psalm 136, referring us to the introduction that we just read from Psalm 113. Now, like the previous Mizmor, Psalm, Chant, Isis, Intonation, it is a compilation for liturgical use, for use in the Kaddish, for the use in the Kedaseh, in the liturgy, lauding, applauding, praising Ha-Elohim, true good, true God, as the controlling power of nature, of the Netches, the Netches, of Netches, Ha-Elohim, the true good, true God, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, and also of Yisrael, Israel, the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty's history, Ainai story. Now, the refrain is a refrain in today's psalm, the Halel HaGadol, the refrain, or chorus line, as ones would refer to it, was sung by the choir of Halloween, the choir of the Levites and for the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael and Hashem. Hear. Today's psalm, opening first three verses of Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Hodu LaYahuwah Ki Tov LeOlam Chasido. Hodu LeElohei HaElohim Ki LeOlam Chasido. Hodu Ala Adonai HaAdonim Ki LeOlam Chasido. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Hodu. The imperative, the command, speaking to y'all, you all, to give thanks. Hodu, praise, give thanks. Hodu. Give Tawada, Toda, Hodu, La Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be. Ki, oh, ki, because, for, because, ki, oh, ki atawab, ki, oh, for he is good. Hodu, La Yahuwah, ki, oh. And here the refrain, ki le'olam chasido, for his mercy endureth forever, forever. Ki, because, for, ki le'olam, forever, to the world, forever, chasido, his chesed, chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness, chesed, the root love, loving mercy, chesed, chasido, here, his mercy. His loving kindness, his mercy endure forever. The Hebrew order is for forever his mercy. So in the translations it's somewhat turned around that for his mercy endureth forever, but the Hebrew brings out the word order of for forever his mercy. Ki le'olam chasido. So the opening, hodu. Oh, give thanks, y'all. La Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be. Ki tov, for he is good, for good. The Hebrew is ki, for, oh, for good. Hodu, la Yahuwah, ki tov. Oh, y'all, give thanks to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Ki tov, for good. Ki le'olam chasido, for forever his mercy, his loving kindness. The opening verse here is identical with the opening of Psalm CVI, Psalm 106, Psalm CVII, Psalm 107, and Psalm CXVIII, Psalm 118, Chaverim. So we have the same opening right here. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasido. Then the bait, the second verse. Hodu, oh, give thanks, y'all. L'Elohei ha'Elohim. Oh, y'all, give thanks. Hodu to the God of gods. The translator translates L'Elohei to the Elohim. Ha'Elohim to the Elohim of Elohim. L'Elohei ha'Elohim to the Elohim of the Holy Trinity, the true Trinity. Ha'Elohim. Hodu L'Elohei ha'Elohim, pointing to the Father. Hodu l'Elohei ha'Elohim ki le'olam chasido, for forever to the world without end, for the eternity. Ki le'olam chasido, his mercy forever, for ever. Then the gimel, the third verse, the Abu B, right, the Aleph Beit, the gimel. Here's the third verse. Hodu l'Adonai ha'Adonim, give thanks, y'all. La Adonai to the Adonai, the Adonai of Ha'Adoni, of the Adoni, of the Adonis, to the Lord of Lords, here referring to Habain, to the Son. So in the first, speaking of the Father, L'Elohei Ha'Elohim, to the Elohim of Elohim, the Elohim of the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, here, Hodu, La'Adonai Ha'Adoni, speaking to the Son and of the Son. Adonai, the Adoni of the Adonim. Why? Ki le'olam, for forever chasido. Forever is his mercy, forever is his loving kindness. Now the phrase is L'Elohei ha'Elohim, or Elohei ha'Elohim, the Elohim of Elohim, and Adonai ha'Adonim, the God of gods and Lord of lords. This is taken from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. Some say this may mean nothing more than the supreme. This is to say the supreme Elohim, the supreme Adonai, Adonijah, like the phrase heaven of heavens. Heaven of heavens also refers to the highest heaven. For the supreme heaven is the heaven of heavens. The supreme Elohim is the Elohei HaElohim. The supreme Adonai Adonijah is the Adonai HaAdonim. So here, just a groundation opening here of today's psalm, the Hallel HaGadol, the great Hallel, the great praise, the great Elokta, exaltation, praise, giving thanks and praise. Hodu La Yahuwah. Keep O Ki Le Olam Hasado.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our lower state, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Forever, 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 forever,
to the Most High Jah Rastafari.
Here today's psalm is more of Lamed Wow. Gof Lamed Wow, or some say Gof Lamed Vav, and I say ancient pointing Gof Lamed Wow. Here today, Psalm 136. Psalm 136, Mizmor Gof Lamed Wow. Psalm CXXXVI. Here today, Psalm. Hear Shema Yisrael Midrash, study. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for his mercy endureth forever. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasido. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Hodu, give Toda, Tawada, Toda, thanks. Hodu, imperative speaking to many, speaking to y'all, you all. Hodu, La Yahuwah, Ki Tov, oh, give thanks to he who be who he be. Ki Tov, for good. Often translated as, for he is good. Hebraically, for good. Ki Tov. Ki le'olam chasido, for his mercy chasido, his chesed, the chesed, his loving kindness, chesed chasido, his mercy endureth forever, for Iva. Ki le'olam chasido, forever, for forever, ki le'olam chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness. So here, opening verse, the Aleph verse of Mizmor Kof Lamed Wau. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasido. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, give thanks la Yahuwah to Jehovah, to he who be who he be, who makes a man pay for his sins out of his property. A rich man pays with his ox, a poor man with his lamb, an orphan with his egg, a widow with her hand. Hear. Midrash on Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasido. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, he taught that give thanks. Here, the opening verse. Hodu la Yahuwah, give thanks to Jehovah, who makes a man pay for his sins, his chet, his sins out of his property. A rich man pays with his ox, a poor man with his lamb, an orphan with his egg, a widow with her hen. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, he said further, with reference to whom is his mercy endureth forever. With reference to who is ki le'olam chasido. Repeated 26 times in this mizmor, in this psalm, in this chant, this intonation, this Isis, with reference to the 26 generations that Elohim created in his world, generations to that he did not give HaTorah, he did not give the law, the directions, instructions, the teaching of his majesty, HaTorah, but that in his mercy, chasido, his chesed, he sustained. And here, Midrash note, the 26 generations connected with the 26 times, the refrain to today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, the refrain, Ki le'olam chasido, for his mercy endure forever, the 26 times, the 26 generations, from Adam to Moshe, from Adam to Moses, prior to the revelation of HaTorah, prior to the revelation of the Torah, had no merit of their own and were sustained solely and only because of HaElohim's mercy, because of the true good, the true God's chesed, because of chasido. Thus, ki le'olam chasido, for his mercy endureth forever, forever. Why is this psalm called the Great Hallel? Why is this psalm called Hallel HaGadol, the Great Hallel? Here, Midrash note, the Great Hallel, Hallel HaGadol, the great praise, the great psalm of praise, of thanks and praise, the great psalm of praise, the Hallel HaGadol, the great Elilta, the great the Elilta exaltation, Hallel HaGadol. Rav Yochanan explained, because this psalm, this mizmor, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch who, blessed be he, sits in the highest heaven of the universe, the Einiversh, and apportions food to every creature. And here, a Midrash note, he giveth food to all flesh. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. Here, pointing to verses 25 to 26 of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, verses 25 and 26. Notain Lechem Lekol Basar Ki Leolam Chasedo. Who, he who be who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah, who giveth food to all flesh. Yahuwah, he who be who he be, notain, who giveth lechem, food or bread, lechem, lekol basar, lekol for all, kol basar for all flesh, ki le'olam chasedo, forever his mercy, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 26, Hodu le'el hashamayim ki le'olam chasedo. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Hodu. Give thanks, y'all, to the El, true good, true God, the Almighty. Le'el hashamayim, to the El of the heavens. Le'el hashamayim. Hodu le'el hashamayim ki le'olam chasedo, for his mercy endureth forever, for ever. Where does the great Hallel begin? Where does the Hallel HaGadol begin? Rav Yehuda, Judah said, it begins with, oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Here, pointing to Psalm 136, the first verse, Hebraically. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov. Hodu, give thanks, y'all, to Jehovah, to he who be who he be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, ki tov, for good. For he is good. And Rav Yehuda, Judah, said, it goes up to by the rivers of Babylon. The next psalm, Psalm 137, Hebraically, the first verse. Al Nahirot Babel, by the rivers of Babylon, beginning with Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov to al nahirota Babel, by the rivers of Babylon, al nahirota Babel. But Rav Yochanan maintained it begins with a song of ascent. And here, Midrash note, the Psalms, beginning with Psalm 120, with Mizmor Kof Kaf, Psalm 120, bear the superscription, Shir HaMa'elot, Shir HaMa'elot, Shir HaMa'elot, a song of ascents, a song of degrees. Hence, it begins with Psalm 120, the Shir HaMa'elot, song of ascents, song of degrees, song of going up, of the Aliyot, Shir HaMa'elot, and goes up to by the rivers of Babylon, Al Nahirot Babel, Psalm 137, first verse. And Rav Acha said, it begins with, for the Lord has chosen Jacob, Yaakov, to himself. Hear, 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 Rav Acha, pointing to Psalm 135, the fourth verse, Hebraically. Ki Ya'ikov Bachar Lau Yah, for Yah, for Jah, for he who be, hath chosen Jacob, Ya'ikov, to himself, for himself. Ki Ya'ikov Bachar Lau Yah, and goes up to Al Nahar Babel, by the rivers of Babylon. Psalm 137, the first verse. To him who alone doeth wonders. Here today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Lamed. Wow. Here the Dalet verse, the fourth verse. Le Oseh Niflaota Gedolota Levado. To him who alone, Levado, Le Bado, who alone doeth great wonders. Le Oseh Niflaota Gedolota Levado. Why alone? Why levado? Why levado? Why alone? It is conceivable, is it conceivable that anyone else would be helping him to do great wonders? Alone, levado, levado, levado. Alone, it implies, however, that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, alone knows what wonders he does. For example, a man is laying on his bed, and on the ground before him there is a snake. As the man is about to get up from his bed, the snake is startled away. Yet the man has not the slightest knowledge of what wonders HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, has just done for him. And who knows? HaKadosh Levado, the Holy One alone, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Likewise, the psalmist says, according to Psalm, Mizmor, Psalm 40, according to Psalm 40, verse 6, where it reads, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us word, to I and I word, toward I and I. They cannot be reckoned up in order to thee I. Rabot asita ata Yahuwah Elohai, nifaloteka uamachshevoteka eleinu, ein roka eleka, eda agida wa edabera, atzmua mia saper. Hear the full verse from Mizmor Mim. Mizmor Meim, Psalm 40, Mizmor Meim, Mizmor Meim, Psalm XL, hear the wow verse, hear the sixth verse that reads, many things hast thou done, Yahuwah Elohai, he who be, who he be, Elohai, Hailiai, my source, my strength, my power, my almighty, even thy wondrous walks and thy thoughts toward us, toward I and I, there is none to be compared to thee I, Rabota Osita, Ata, Yahuwah Elohai, Nifloteka, uamachshevoteka eleinu, ein eroka eleka. That is to say, I cannot reckon up the praise, the eyes of thee, of the eye, and am not competent to declare thy wonderful works, thy wonderful works. Hear, hear, hear. Agida, why da bera? Agida, why da bera? If I would declare and speak of them. Agidah, agidah, to declare, wa edabera, edabera, and speak of them. They are more than can be told. Atzmu, miyasaper, atzmu, they're more, misaper, misaper, that can be told, that can be reckoned. And here, Midrash note. The Midrash note refers us to the Midrash on Psalm 106, the first perek, the first section. And here in Mizmor Kof, wow, Psalm 106, Psalm CVI, here is the connected theme, why alone, levado. Is it conceivable that anyone else would be helping him do wondrous works? Levado, alone, means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God alone knows how many wondrous works he does every day. Hence, David said here, pointing again to Psalm 40 and 6, Many Yahweh Elohai, Jehovah Elohai Haliyai, are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us word. And of the words, they cannot be reckoned up in order to thee, to the eye. They cannot be reckoned up in order. Rav Acha said, we can number neither thy wonderful works that thou doest, nor thy thoughts, nor can his glory be precisely reckoned. Consider an analogy of two men, one strong and the other weak. Is it possible for the weak man to recount the glorious deeds of the strong one? No, for he can have no understanding, no overstanding of the glorious deeds of the strong man. But the strong man knows his own strength, and he can recount the glorious deeds of another strong man. Therefore, David asks, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? And answered, he who can show forth all his praise. Here. Once again, pointing to the opening verse of Psalm 106 here. Who can express the mighty acts of the Lord of Jehovah? Mia Yimalela Giborot Yahuwah, or make all his praise to be heard? Yashamia kola tehilato leose niflota gedolota levado, to him who alone levado, lebado, who alone doeth great wonders. Le ose niflota gedolot levado ki le olam chasdo.
Levado, levado. Hear the great halal. Psalm 136. That strong man recounting the deeds of another strong man. Goodbye.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Yes, strong man to strong man. Here, on the levado, to him alone, he only he, levado. Here, ein od melvado, there is none other than he who be in me.
Levado, 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 levado.
Other people's gods, sorcery, sorcery, witchcraft. This particular word sound here found in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35, where it reads, "To thee it was shewed that thou mightest know that Yahuwah, he is Elohim, ha Elohim, ein od milvado." Modern Hebrew, Ein Od Milvado. Ancient pointing, Ein Od Milvado. Here from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35, here the Hebrew, Ata ha'eta lada'at ki Yahuwah hu ha'elohim Ein Od Milvado. To thee it was shewed, it was shown. Ata, speaking directly to a male, second person pronoun, you, the I, ata, ata, haeta, shown, it was shown, haeta, shown to the I, la da'at, to know, da'at, knowledge, la da'at, to know, ki, because or for, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who, he, Ha-Elohim, the Elohim, the Elohim of Elohim, the true Trinity, Hebrew Trinity, Ein Od Milvado. Here, here, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35. Let's hear from that strong man again, recounting the deeds of another strong man, Labado, alone.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Rav Eliezer taught, even the beneficiary of the miracle, is not aware of the miracle done for him. For it is said, blessed be the Lord God, who alone doeth wondrous things. Who alone doeth wondrous things. Hear, hear. Psalm 72, Hebraically, verse 18. Psalm 72 and 18. Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, Elohei Yisrael, Osei Niflaot Levado. Blessed be he who be, who he be, Elohim, the Elohim of Yisrael. Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, Elohei Yisrael, who only doeth wondrous things, who alone, Levado, who alone doeth wondrous things, Osei Niflaot Levado. Baruch Yahuwah Elohim Elohei Yisrael, Osei Niflaot Levado. Rav Yosef, Joseph taught, in saying, O Lord, I will praise thee because thou wast angry with me. Hear, 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 Yishayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1. We amarta bayom hahu, Odekai Yehovah, ki anafta bi, Yashov apeka, uate nachmeini. Fuller verse. And in that day thou shalt say, we amarta bayom hahu, I will give thanks to thee, I, O Jehovah, O he who be, who he be, O Deka, Yahuwah, for though thou wast angry with me, ki anafta bi, thine anger is turned away, Yashov apeka, and thou, the eye, comfortest me, uate nachmeini. Hear, 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 Rav Yosef taught in saying, O Jehovah, I will praise thee because thou wast angry. Thou wast angry with me. O Dekai Yehovah, ki anafta bi. Of what is Scripture speaking? Of two men who were about to travel somewhere on business, but a thorn got into the foot of one of the men and kept him from traveling, whereupon he upbraided Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, and reproached him. After a while, however, he heard that the ship of his companion had sunk in the sea, whereupon he praised Ha'el, Ha'elohim, and lauded him. Hence, it is said, O Lord, O Jehovah, I will praise thee, I, because thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Thou comfortest I. O Dekah, Yahuwah, ki anafta bi, Yashov apekah, uate nachemeini. to him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters. Hear, hear, hear today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Lamed, wow. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. Le-roka'ah haaretz al hamayim. To him that spread forth the earth. Le-roka'ah haaretz above the waters. Al hamayim. Le-roka'ah haaretz al hamayim. Our masters taught three liquids, water, wine, and milk, can be declared forbidden by the law of Gilui, the law forbidding the use of liquids that have been left uncovered. And here the Midrash note to Terumot 8 and 4, Terumot 8 and 4. Whence, from where? Whence do we know that water can be declared forbidden? Because it is said of water, to him that stretched the earth above the waters. Le-roka ha-aretz al-hamayim. To him that stretched the earth above the waters. Whence, from where do we know that milk can be declared forbidden? Because it is said, even in Shoftim, in Judges chapter 4, verse 19, Jael, opened a bottle of milk. Jael opened a bottle of milk. Whence, from where do we know that wine can be declared forbidden? Because it is said, even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 13 and 12, every bottle is filled with wine. And here the Midrash Hael, the true God, stretched out the earth above the water so as to cover the water. Jael had to open the bottle in that she kept the milk covered. And wine is kept in narrow-necked bottles, so as to keep the wine covered. It is taught that Rav Jose said, "Alas, for the people that see and do not know what they see, that stand and do not know what they stand upon, the earth, what does it stand up on? What does it stand upon? Upon the pillars, as it is said even in Job chapter 9, verse 6, God shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble. Hamargiz eretza mima komaha, we amudeha yita palatzun, who shaketh the earth, hamargiz eretz, out of her place, from her place, mima komaha, and the pillars thereof tremble. Where amudeha, and her pillars, where amudeha, yita palatzun, and the pillars upon the waters. For it is said, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, wow, Psalm 136, here at the wow, at the sixth verse, le roka'a. Ha'aretz al hamayim. For here, it is said, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters. And hamayim, the waters, above the mountains, for it is said, even in the 104th Psalm, the 6th verse, the waters stand above the mountains. Al-Harima Ya'amdu Mayim, the waters stood above the mountains. Al-Harim Ya'amdu Mayim, the waters stood above the mountains. And Harim and the mountains above the wind, for it is said even in Amos 4:13, for lo, for look, he that formeth the mountains and created the wind. Ki yahine yotzer harim u'abore ruach. For lo, for look, ki hine, for look, see, here it is. Ki hine yotzer harim, he who formeth the mountains, yotzer harim, and he who created the winds, u bore ruach. Ki hine yotzer harim, u bore ruach. And here, Midrash notes, the juxtaposition of the mountains and the wind in this verse is taken as evidence that the mountains stand above the wind. And Ruach and the wind above the storm, for it is said even in the 148th Psalm, Hebraically the 8th verse, wind and storm fulfilling his word. Ruach se'ara osa devaro. Stormy wind, ruach se'ara, fulfilling his word, osa devaro. Ruach se'ara osa devaro. And the storm, ruach se'ara, and the storm hangs above the arms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the arms of the Holy One, blessed be He, for it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Me'ona Elohek Edem Ua Miyatachata Zeroota Olam. The eternal God is a dwelling place. Me'ona Elohek Edem. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Ua mi tachata ziroota olam. Me ona Elohek Edem. Ua mi tachata ziroota olam. And here, Midrash note, pointing to the Midrash, the study on Psalm 104, the 8th section, the 8th parak. The sages say that the earth stands upon 12 pillars, for it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32, verse 8, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. Behanchel Eliona Goyim, Behafaridoa Bene Adam, Yatzeba Gebulota Amim, Lea Misapara Bene Yisrael. When the Most High Elyon gave to the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community, their inheritance, Behanachel Elyon Goyim, when he separated the children of men, the sons of Adam, Behafarido Bnei Adam, he set the borders of the peoples, Yatzei Bagbulot Amim, according to the number of the children, the sons of Israel. Le misapar b'nei Yisrael. Some say that the earth, the earthly plane, stands upon seven pillars. For, as it is said in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, the Mashal of Shlomo HaMelech of King Solomon, wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. Chakmota ba netaha betaha chatzva amudeha shibah. Wisdom, chakmot, hath builded her house. Chakmot ba netaha betaha. She hath hewn out her seven pillars, chatzba amudeha shibah. But Rav Eliezer ben Shamua maintains that the earth, the earthly plane, stands upon one pillar, whose name is the righteous. For it is said, even in the Mashal, in the Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs 10, verse 25, but the righteous is the foundation of the earth. With Adik Yisod Olam, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. With Adik Yisod Olam. Or it may be interpreted as, but the righteous one, with Adik, is the foundation of the world. Yisod Olam, with Adik, Yisod Olam, or maybe translated as, and the righteous one, the Adik, Yisod, the foundation, Olam, forever, foundation of the world, an everlasting foundation. With Tzadik, Yisod, Olam. To him that smote Egypt with their firstborn, hear today's Psalm 136, the 10th verse. To him that smote Egypt with their firstborn, Le'makeh mitzrayim abia b'koreihem, to him that smote Egypt, le'makeh mitzrayim, in the firstborn, bia b'koreihem, as he let loose upon mitzrayim, up on Egypt, the plague of the firstborn, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, at midnight every firstborn shall die. The firstborn of Mitzrayim of Egypt, of Mitzrayim of Kemet, came in and said to their fathers, quote, all things that Moshe promised, He has brought up upon us. And so, if you wish us to remain alive, go to fetch forth the Hebrews out of our midst. For if you do not fetch them forth, we shall die. The fathers replied, saying, quote, even if all the Mitzrayim, all the Egyptians should die, the Hebrews shall not go hence, shall not go from here. What did the firstborn do then? All the firstborn went into Paro, to Pharaoh, the great house, and cried out to Paro, saying, "We beseech thee, O Paro, O Pharaoh, fetch forth this people, on whose account evil will come upon us, and upon thee also." But Pharaoh, said to his servants, quote, "Go to and beat these persons until they are humpbacked." What did the firstborn do then? They went out at once, and each one of them took his sword and slew his father. For it is said, "To him that smote Egypt with their firstborn, le makehem mitzrayim bia bekorehem." Scripture does not say here, quote, "To him that smote the firstborn of Egypt." Scripture does not say this here, le makeh mitzrayim bi bekorehem. Does not say to him that smote the firstborn of Egypt, but says to him that smote Mitzrayim, Egypt, with their firstborn, le makeh Mitzrayim, bi bekorehem. And the firstborn of Mitzrayim of Egypt slew 60 myriads of their fathers, of their patriarchs. Rav Abin said in the name of Rav Yehuda ben Apazi, Bithia, the daughter of Paro, of Pharaoh, was his firstborn. But because Moses' prayer on her behalf, she escaped death. Hebraically, Bithia, historically Hatshepsut. She escaped death, as I know from the verse, even the verse in the Mashal, the Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 31 and 18. Her candle goeth not out by night. Lo yikabeh balayil neraha, her lamp goeth not out by night. Lo yikabeh balayil neraha. Balayil, the word night, being spelt Layil, Layil, here in the Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 31:18, second part of the verse, Lo yikabeh balayil neraha. Here the word night, Layil, is spelt here. As also in the verse from Shemot, the verse from Exodus chapter 12, verse 42, where it reads, "It was a night, Layil, of watching to Jehovah, to he who be who he be." So we got two Midrash notes right here. The word night is generally Hebraically spelled Laila. Here we have it spelled Layil, 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 Layil instead of Laila, Laila. So here, the first of the two notes, the word night is generally spelled Hebraically as Laila, but here as Layil. Second Midrash note here, connected with the Shemot, the fact that Layil, this spelling is also found in Exodus chapter 12, verse 42, where it reads, "It was a night, it was a Layil of watching to Yahuwah, to Jehovah." The scriptural proof for the tradition that Bithia escaped death on the night of the plague of the firstborn seems to run as follows. Bithia was one of 22 women whose virtues matched the virtues of, quote, the woman of valor, or the Eshet Chayil, the virtuous woman, the woman of power, the strong Hebraic woman, the Eshet, the Oset Chayil, a woman of valor, described in Proverbs chapter 31. Accordingly, a reference to Bithia may properly be sought in this chapter. This reference, it is believed, occurs in the words, her candle goeth not out by night. Lo yikabeh balayil neraha. Her lamp goeth not out by night. Lo yikabeh balayil neraha. By verbal analogy, this night is identified with the night of watching to Yahuwah, the night of watching to Jehovah. Hear, Shemot, Exodus chapter 12, first part of verse 42. Leil, Shia Mori Mohula Yahuwah. It was a Leil, Shia Mori Mahu La Yahuwah. It was a night of watching to He who He be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, when the firstborn of Mitzrayim were smitten, were hit. And on this Layil, this night, therefore the candle, the lamp of Bithiyahu, Bithia's life was not put out.
Mitochondrial was from Ethiopia. Institutionalized
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shalom, Habarim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for this 15th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding for Shemot Bo, for this Shabbat Torah portion, Bo. Go in, Bo. Hebrew first words, here we pick up with the third reading here in the second book of Moses, known and called Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, and for this Shabbat bow, picking up with chapter 10, the Yod chapter, first verse, Hebrew first words here, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Bo il par o, ki ani hikabati eta libo eta lev, ibadayo lima anda shitia ototai eile bit kirbo. And the Yahweh, he who be Yahweh Hashem, said to Moshe, go into Pharaoh. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, bo el paro. For I have hardened his heart. Ki ani hiya kabadti et alivo. With et lev. And the heart of his servants. Ueta leva ibadayo lima ana shitia ototai eile bikirbo, that I may shew these my signs, that I may shew these lima ana shite ototai eile bikirbo. That I might show these my signs before him. Hebrew first words here for this 15th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding in Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat Bo, for the Torah portion, Shemot Bo. Picking up Exodus chapter 10, Hebrew first words, and Degna again. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe bo el paro, ki ani hikavadti et alivo, wa et aleva badayo, lema'ana shiti ototai, eile bi kirbo. Bo il paro, go in to Pharaoh, give him a warning.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
And here, Raymatoon, the Zavon Dub system, right here, go down Moshe.
Go down Moses, white people go. With Israel war in Egypt land, oppressed so hard they could not stand. Thus said the Lord, what Moses said, if not, I'll smite your firstborn dead. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. No more shall they in bondage toil. Let them come out with Egypt's spoil. The Lord told Moses what to do to lead the Hebrew children through. Oh, come along, Moses, you're not yet lost. Switch out your road and come across. It is well to dry the water side. If God come and it did divide, let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, go down, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. When they reach the other shore, they sing a song to end the war. Pharaoh said he's gonna trust, but Pharaoh and his host were lost. Jordan shall stand up like a wall. The walls of Jericho shall fall. Your foes shall not before you stand, and you'll possess fair Canaan's land. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go.
To him who divided the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, the Sea of Reeds, into parts. Ligozer Yam Sufa Ligazarim. To him who divided the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, in Sunday. Hear today's psalm. Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, Psalm 136, here, the 13th verse. At the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etera Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, 10 miracles were wrought, were done, did for our fathers, for our patriarchs. Now here, Midrash note, the commentator here in the Midrash goes on to enumerate 11 miracles, 11 miracles. Ani le chozir. At the Red Sea, 10 miracles were wrought for our patriarchs, our fathers. Firstly, the waters of the Yam Suf, the Etra Bahir, were pierced through and were made into a kind of tunnel. As it is said, even in Habakkuk, in Bakom Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 14, thou, the eye, has pierced through for the sake of his tribes. Thou, the eye, male, has pierced through for the sake of his tribes. Hear. The word matau may either mean his rods or his tribes. Nakavta be matayo, rosha perazo. Thou, the usual translation is, thou hast stricken through with his own rods the head of his rulers. First part, thou hast stricken through with his own rods. Here we have, thou hast pierced through for the sake of his own tribes. Nakabta be matayo, or thou hast stricken through with his own rods. Here, the word, the Hebrew word matao, may either mean his rods, matao, matayo, matao, or his tribes, matao, matayo. Nakabta be matayo, thou hast stricken through with his own rods, or here in the Midrash from Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 14, thou hast pierced through for the sake of his own tribes. Nakabta be matayo. Secondarily, the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, was divided in two, as is said even in Shemot, Exodus chapter 14, verse 16. Lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. Thirdly, it was turned into dry land, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 15, verse 19. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Fourthly, it was changed into a kind of clay, as is said even in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 15, thou hast trodden the sea with thy horses, the clay of mighty waters. Fifth, the surface of the seaway was broken up, as is said even in Psalm 74, Hebraically the 13th verse, thou didst break the sea in pieces by thy strength, by thy strength. Ata porarta be'azuka yam, thou didst break the sea in pieces by thy strength, thy strength. Ata porarta be'azuka yam, be'uzeka yam. And the sixth of the miracles, the waters were turned into rocks, as is said, thou didst shatter the heads of the sea monsters upon the waters. Shibarta rashea tanim al hamayim, thou didst shatter the heads of the sea monsters. Shibarta rashi tanim, in the waters, Al Hamayim. The seventh, the waters were divided into several paths, as is said, to him who divided the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, into parts. Le Gozir Yam Sufa Li Gazarim. To him who divided the Red Sea, the Yam Suf, into parts in sunder. Here, the eighth, the waters were gathered together in masses, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus 15 and 8. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, together. The ninth, the waters were forced upright into a sort of heap, as is said, the flood stood upright as a heap. The tenth, out of the salt waters, Ha'el, Ha'il, true good, true God, caused sweet water to gush for the B'nai Yisrael, for the sons, the children of Israel, as is said even in Psalm 78, the 16th verse. It gushed out like the rivers. Wayoreda kan harota mayi, and cause waters to run down like rivers. Wayoreda kan harota mayi. It gushed out like rivers. And here, the 11th. The deeps crystallized on both sides of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and became a kind of glass, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus chapter 15, verse 8. The depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. To him who divided the Red Sea into parts. Hear today's Psalm, Psalm 136, the 13th verse. To him who divided the Red Sea into parts. Ligozir Yam Sufa Ligzarim. Hear. Says the psalm, the Mizmor, and adds further on, to him who giveth food to all flesh. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, wow, Kof Lamed Vav. Psalm 136 at the 25th verse, it goes on to say, to him who giveth food to all flesh, notain lechem likol basar, who giveth food to all flesh. A mortal king engaged in war is unable to give food to his soldiers. And here, Midrash note, the soldiers are obliged to live off the country. The soldiers are obliged to live off the country. So, Ani Lechozer, I repeat, a mortal king engaged in war is unable to give food to his soldiers, nor to make other provision for them. Not so he by whose word the world came into being. For scripture says, Yahuwah Jehovah is Ish Milchama, is a man of war. He who made war against the Mitzrayim, against the Egyptians. And scripture adds, Yahuwah, Jehovah Shemo, his name. He who be who he be is his name. Because at the same time he provided and gave food to all his creatures, all his creation. Hence, the two verses, to him who divided the Red Sea, Ligozir Yamsufa Ligazarim, and to him who giveth food to all flesh, Notain Lechem Likol Basar. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, it is more difficult to give the necessities of life than to give redemption. For redemption may come by way of an angel. As Yaakov, as Jacob said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 48, verse 16, the angel, Melaak, who hath redeemed I from all evil. Hamalaka hagoela oti mikol ra'a. The angel who hath redeemed I from all evil. Hamalaka hagoel oti mikol ra'a. But the necessities of life must come directly, Me'elohim, from Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. As Yaakov, as Jacob said, the God who fed me, who fed I all my life long to this day. Here in the verse before, Bereshith in Genesis 48, verse 15. Ha Elohim, ha ro'eh oti yamei odia ada hayom hazeh. The Elohim, ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, ha Elohim, ha ro'eh, who hath been my shepherd, ha ro'eh. Ha Elohim, ha ro'eh oti, all my life long to this day, mei odi ada hayom hazeh. Ha Elohim, ha ro'eh oti, mei odi ada hayom hazeh. Ha malaka, ha goel oti, mikol ra'a. Rav Yehoshua of Siknin added, it is more difficult. It's more difficult than the dividing of the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, Et Rabahir, the Eritrean Sea. Since the Mizmor, the Psalm, says, to him who divided the Red Sea, Ligozir Yam Sufa Ligazarim, and then goes on to say, to him who giveth food to all flesh, Notain Lechem Likol Basar, Ki Le'olam Chasido, forever his mercy, his loving kindness, for his mercy, his loving kindness endureth forever, for ever. Ki le'olam chasido.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
የሰማነነ አወቀነው የዳስተሰነነ አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮኢመን
And here the Midrash on Rav Yehoshua, his comment seems to mean that the dividing of the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, was less difficult since it was done only for Yisrael, for Israel, whereas the giving of food is for all flesh and for all creatures and creation. So this here is the meaning of Rav Yehoshua's point of reference right here. It's more difficult than dividing of the Yam Suf, the Et Rabahir, to him who divided the Red Sea, and then goes on to say, to him who giveth food to all flesh.
מזמור קוף למדבב הודו לאדוני כי טוב כי לעולם חסדו הודו לאלוהי האלוהים כי לעולם חסדו הודו לאדוני האדונים כי לעולם חסדו לעושה נפלאות גדלות לבדו כי לעולם חסדו לעושה השמיים בתבונה כי לעולם חסדו לרוקע הארץ על המים כי לעולם חסדו לעושה אורים גדולים כי לעולם חסדו את השמש לממשלת ביום כי לעולם חסדו את הירח וכוכבים לממשלות בלילה כי לעולם חסדו למכה מצרים בבחוריהם כי לעולם חסדו ויוצא ישראל מתוכם כי לעולם חסדו ביד חזקה ובזרוע נטויה כי לעולם חסדו לגוזר ים שוף לגזרים כי לעולם חסדו והעביר ישראל בתוכו כי לעולם חסדו וניער פרעו וחילו וים שוף כי לעולם חסדו למוליך עמו במדבר כי לעולם חסדו למכה מלאכים גדולים כי לעולם חסדו ויהרוג מלאכים אדירים כי לעולם חסדו לשיחון מלך האמורי כי לעולם חסדו ולעוג מלך הבשן כי לעולם חסדו ונתן ארצם לנחלה כי לעולם חסדו נחלה לישראל עבדו כי לעולם חסדו שבשפלנו זכר לנו כי לעולם חסדו ויפרקנו מצרנו כי לעולם חסדו נותן לחם לכל בשר כי לעולם חסדו הודו לאל השמיים כי לעולם חסדו
Psalm 136
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever, 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 forever.
It was taught in the school of Eliyahu, of Elias, of Elijah, the school of Elijah. It was taught in the school of Elijah. Once when I was traveling from one place to another, a man who had scripture but did not have oral law, mishpot al-pei, mishpot al-feh, did not have oral law, came up to me, he said, "My master, Rebbe, there is a certain thing I want to say to you, but I am afraid that you will be angry with me, angrified." I replied, "Chasidei Hashem, lo, Elohim's mercy, no, not if you ask me something about scripture. Not if you ask I something about scripture." Whereupon the man said, "Rebbe, my master, why does scripture say, according to Psalm 136, Hebraically verse 25, to him who giveth food to all human flesh, and then say, God giveth to the beast his food," in Psalm 147, Hebraically the 9th verse, as though the giving were equally free. Noten lechem lekol basar, to him who giveth food, noten lechem, who giveth bread, noten lechem, lekol basar, to all basar, to all human basar, noten lechem lekol basar. Psalm 136, Hebraically the 25th verse, and then say in Psalm 147, Hebraically the 9th verse, noten libchema lachmaha, he giveth to the beast his food, his bread. Noten libhema lachmaha. Elohim giveth to the beast his food, as though the giving were equally free. Is it not true that a man has to get his food for himself? I answered, the way life goes, a man must work with his hands to provide for himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, blesses the work of his hands. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 29, that the Lord thy God, Yahweh Eloheka, may bless thee, the eye, and all the work of thy hands. Bamidbar, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 29. Lema'ana ye barekekai Yahuwa Eloheka b'kol ma'esei yadeka. That Yahuwah, he who be, we be Eloheka, the I Elohim, may bless thee, the I, in all the work of thy hands. Lema'ana ye barekekai Yahuwah Eloheka b'kol ma'esei yadeka. But lest it be thought that a man may sit in idleness, the verse ends with the phrase, which thou must do, that thou must do. Asher ta'ise, that thou must do. He said to me, this answer supports what I said first. And so it is acceptable to me, it is acceptable to I. Then I said to the man, Beni, my son, I have more to say to you. Go out and look at a simpleton with his wisdom gone. He is unable to get food for himself. Even so are the Bnei Adam, the sons, the children of Adam. When their wisdom, their wisma, their chokmah, when their wisdom is gone from them, they are accounted as cattle, as wild animals, and as birds. And therefore it is clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, apportions food to all inhabitants of the earth, of the earthly plane. To him that smote great kings and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. Hear today's psalm. Mizmor Kof Lamed. Wow. Psalm 136. Hear Hebraically the 17th. The 17th, the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th verses, the A part, the first part of the verse, hear. Vayaheroga melakim adrim, and slew mighty kings, slew great kings, Limake Milakim Gedolim, Limake Milakim, that hit kings, Gedolim, mighty kings, Limake Milakim Gedolim, Wayahiroga Milakim Adrim, and slew Wayaherog, and slew Melakim, kings, Adrim, mighty kings. Le Sihona Meleka Haemori, Sihon, Le Sihon, 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 Melek, king, Haemori, king of the Amorites, Esaias, king of the Amorites, Melech Hai Mori, Ualeog, Meleka Habashan, and Og, king of Bashan, Ualeog, Meleka Habashan. Concerning the verse, even the verse in Amos 2 and 9, yet destroyed I the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. We anokia hishmaditi etahai moria mipnehem, asher kegobaha harzima gaboho, we Chason hu, ka alonim. Yet destroyed I the Amorite before them. We anoki, hishamati etahai mori mipenehem, whose height was like the height of the cedars. Asher kegobaha harzima gaboho, and he was strong as the oaks. We chason hu ka'alonim. Our masters taught Sihon, Sihon was as solid as a tower and its bastion. He was more solid than all creatures of flesh. And though he was taller than any tower, his feet were planted in the earth, so that no creature on earth was able to stand up against him. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Ha'el, Ha'elohim, bound up Sihon's guardian angel. Sihon's guardian angel, as is said even in Amos 2 and 9, I destroyed his fruit from above and his roots from beneath. Washmida Puryo Mia Ma'ala Wishara Shayoa Mia Tahat. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above. Wa'ashmid piryo miyama'al. And his roots. Wisharashayo. From beneath. Mitachat. Wa'ashmid piryo miyama'al. Wisharashayo miyatachat. Felled Sihon in his tracks, and thus handed him over to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel. The sages taught Sihon were Og, and Og were stronger than Pharaoh, and his host. And even as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, sang a song at the discomfiture of Pharaoh, of Pharaoh, the great house of Pharaoh, they should have sung a song at the discomfiture of Sihon wa Og, of Sihon and Og. It was David, however, who came and sang a song concerning both discomfitures, as is said even here in today's Psalm 136, verse 10, verse 16, verse 19, and verse 20. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, to him that smote great kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. למכה מצרים, אביע בקוריהם. למוליקה עמו הבא מדבר. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. Lemakeh Mitzrayim Bia Bikorehem. Verse 17. Lemakeh Melakim Gidolim. To him that smote great kings, Lemakeh Melakim Gidolim. Sihon, king of the Amorites. Lesichon, Melekahai Mori, and Og, king of Bashan. Ua Leoga, Melekahab Bashan. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Simeon ben Lakish, taught in the name of Bar Kapara. Og's real name was Palit. For it is said even in Bereshith, and there came the Palit, and there came the Palit. Bereshith, Genesis chapter 14, verse 13. Wayabo hapalit. Here, usual translation. And there came one that had escaped. Wayabo hapalit. Why then was he called Og? Because he came and found Abraham busy preparing Pesach cakes, Passover cakes. Here, a midrash, no, the play on Og. Og and Uga cake, Uga. And Og, play on Og and Uga. Why then was he called Og? Because he came and found Abraham busy preparing Pesach, Uga, Passover cakes. When Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael came to the border of Edrei, Moshe said, "Let us make I and I encamp here. And tomorrow at dawn we shall breach Edrei and subdue it." They got up at dawn when the eye can take in very little. Moses lifted up his eyes and saw Og standing on the wall with his feet reaching down to the earth. Moshe said, "I know not what I see unless these people built another wall in the night." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, "Moshe, what thou seest is Og. According to Rav Yochanan, the length of Og's feet was 18 cubits. Og lifted up a mountain and tossed it at the Bnei Yisrael, at the sons, the children of Israel, and Hael, the Almighty, Hael Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to Moshe, Al Tira, do not be afraid." Then Moshe picked up a pebble and pronounced the ineffable name, the Hashem of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Moshe pronounced an ineffable name, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, over it, and held the mountain off with a pebble. Meanwhile, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, were saying, "Cursed be the hands that do such tossing." And the Amorites were saying, "Cursed be the hands that do such holding off."
Baruch Hashem. Baruch
Hashem.
Blessed be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name.
Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Forever, forever, forever.
מזמור קל"ו. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. הודו לאלוהי האלוהים, כי לעולם חסדו. הודו לאדוני האדונים, כי לעולם חסדו. לעושה נפלאות גדלות לבדו, כי לעולם חסדו. לעושה השמיים בתמונה, כי לעולם חסדו. לרוקע הארץ על המים, כי לעולם חסדו. לעושה אורים גדולים, כי לעולם חסדו. את השמש לממשלת ביום, כי לעולם חסדו. את הירח וכוכבים לממשלות בלילה, כי לעולם חסדו. למכה מצרים בבחוריהם, כי לעולם חסדו. ויוצא ישראל מתוכם, כי לעולם חסדו. ביד חזקה ובזרוע נטויה, כי לעולם חסדו. לגוזר ים סוף לגזרים, כי לעולם חסדו. והעביר ישראל בתוכו, כי לעולם חסדו. וניער פרעו וחילו וים סוף, כי לעולם חסדו. למוליך עמו במדבר, כי לעולם חסדו. למכה מלכים גדולים, כי לעולם חסדו. ויהרוג מלכים אדירים, כי לעולם חסדו. לסיחון מלך האמורי, כי לעולם חסדו, ולעוג מלך הבשן, כי לעולם חסדו. ונתן ארצם לנחלה, כי לעולם חסדו. נחלה לישראל עבדו, כי לעולם חסדו. שבשפלנו זכר לנו, כי לעולם חסדו. ויפרקנו מצרנו, כי לעולם חסדו. נותן לחם לכל בשר, כי לעולם חסדו. הודו לאל השמיים, כי לעולם חסדו. חסדו, 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 חסדו.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
The whole place is due for help.
Yeah. In smoking sense of million. You gotta give thanks and praise unto the Almighty Lord. Oh yeah. Do it, John. Yeah. Murder. Making up, him name Jehovah, German Meganda. Making up, him name Jehovah. Him inspire me to be a mic chanter. Me mask with the mic round the amplifier. Me fling with the flatness and no one culture. The conscious lyrics young go hear me utter. So if you are an adult or a teenager, say every day you wake, you read a chapter. Beginning of wisdom is the fear of Jah. The bottomless pit make with two Lucifer. The deep way we go, jam and them take with silver. Them hang me pupa and rape me mother. The ship we from the wonderful land of Africa. The slave did the plantation owner. The deep way we name jam and them call with nigger. The fungo way we know eyes to come and mash that. The same way say we ignorant and inferior. And all them intelligent and superior. To the complexion of them skin color. But I as a youth born as a super. The better than the bite from a tarantula. You hear them the bite come to the speaker. But they sound sweeter with the echo chamber. But the heart with the root, C with the culture. The S with the last, the earth rifle ruler. The ones as a lamb going to the slaughter. Now the conquering lion and the tribe of Judah. You can't enter Zion with a bushmaster. Babylon with your ammunition. Cadetto at the ultimate destruction. Cooper Levi on the version. Deal Jamana and Levi on the version. Come and see Jaman the moon of couple like me. One for the street, don't go on for food. I ride for the dance, they make me too. If I deal with the and food. No black, me brown, no black. Me rib, me chest, me spine, me back. Chose a pocket, a pocket, a flap. With soul of rap, but reggae, me chat. Cap on a buck, the buck on a cap. On the back of my beard, and double at top. We add no coal, let go, no add electricity. Can't see a shot, shot. Free for the mouse, no free for no rat. Stop for the bottom, we reach to the top. Eat all the snap, the crack, the pop. Me run to the side, if we cut the crap. Me hungry again, me no eat the snack. I'm from your youth, me no score, no fat. See me a dread, me edit, no plot. No living a house, me living a flat. Lot of you here with this rhythm drop. Your head, your toe, your body, a rap. From the body, my style, lyric, a tap. Put that, stop, back, I'm a coach, I'm a tap. I'm calling on a bit, I ain't fat. Since I'm a trouble, I'm not turning back. Me praise the Jah, me never will stop. Who worship, taste, and I'm foolish, he ya. We have blood red, the devil, you're not. Who get a bullet, no, miss out of that. After a gun, pop, if I a shot. Malcolm X, then keep on the spot. Up in a Zion, the righteous, a tap. Down in a hell, the wicked, a rap. The sweetest singer, a sugar miner. The mother's comedian, a tenny, a rat. Jackal, a son, in a vampire, back. But when him sees son, him can't take that. You guide them that they use can talk, but I'm if on the mic is leave a chat. Not so long the walk on the land. The peace, the righteous, that's the man. God of the Maccabee, nine man. Preaching love to man and woman. Crucified by the Roman. They live to cross, we put on a man. Rise again, the resurrection. With a him create the earth in heaven. 6 days, not 2 7. Give riches to King Solomon. Make him wiser than all other man. He couldn't make without Adam. Living in Babylon as a black man. With arm, the fear, the ritualism. When me weak, they said I'm strong. When me right, they said I'm wrong. Who me no check, the politician. No care who win the election. Band they might me please everyone. Flashing down style of fashion. Me God, me King, him name Jehovah. Me God, me King, him name Jehovah. Yeah, it inspire me to be a mic chanter. Me march with the mic round the amplifier. Me bring with the sadness and our culture. Me can't just hear it here but hear me utter. So if you are a
No, I must walk up. No, I must.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong.
Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, please have mercy. Hey, call Mr. Martin, tell him to bill we a million cotton. Hey, call Mr. Martin, we're just starting at the killing season. Hey, because we kill one already and we kill one yesterday. The sound come test, we kill one today. Make them know we no rob no play. Massive sound, killing sound anywhere. Call Mr. Martin. Tell him to build up a million coffin. Hey, who the side of me? Who the side of me? Who the side of me? Come tell me, Pasi. We fling rubber dubbing at the vicinity. Ram it in a town, ram it in a country. Call Mr. Martin. Oh, 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 build me a million coffin. Hey, call Mr. Martin. Cause some stone them no want to hear the lesson. Hey, call Mr. Martin. Hey, fling rubber dub on the town boy rock. Watch them a vomit and a hide and a mark. Massive sound in a A1 class. A pussy come test and in last. Call Mr. Martin. Oh, 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 we just start the season. Lord God, sound boy in a weeping. Oh, 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 hey, call Mr. Martin. Oh, 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 build me a million coffin. Come tell me, Pasi, who the side of me? Who the side of me? Who the side of me? Come tell me, Pasi. Call me Mr. Martin. Oh, 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 build me a million coffin. Hey, call me Mr. Martin. Oh, 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 build me a million coffin. Hey, call me Mr. Martin. Oh, 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 build me a million coffin. Hey.